Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The Eureka Police Department recovered 3 stolen vehicles, numerous items of stolen property, and arrested 2 people during 3 separate incidents on Monday morning. Officers arrested 34-year-old Brandon Bean, who was suspected of stealing the vehicle, purse, and other belongings from an acquaintance at a residence on P Street in Eureka. Bean was located near the site of the stolen Ford Taurus and only surrendered to police after they surrounded the trailer on Howard Street. Bean was booked on numerous charges, including vehicle theft and a warrant. Officers also arrested 31-year-old Tamala Brown after she was seen driving a stolen Toyota pickup truck near Henderson Center. Officers conducted a felony traffic stop and found Brown in possession of numerous items of stolen property that had been taken during a residential burglary, along with the truck, including a handgun. Brown was also arrested and booked on numerous charges, including a probation violation. Officers also recovered a 3rd stolen vehicle that was found parked in an alley on Pine Street. Suddenlink Communications has upped the reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for several acts of vandalism committed against company property. 5 times in the past several months, Suddenlink fiber optic cables have been cut, with the latest incident happening on April 17th near Lorenz Road and Old Arcata Road. Suddenlink is now offering a $25,000 reward, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office or Cook & Associates private investigators. The County Department of Public Works will hold a public meeting tonight at 6 p.m. at Winship Middle School in Cutton. Public Works is looking for public input into a proposal to purchase the McKay tract of land with the aim of turning it into a community forest with hiking and biking trails. Again, that meeting begins at 6 o'clock at Winship Middle School. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held yesterday as the new $14 million Eureka Community Health and Wellness Center opened its doors. The facility is expected to serve thousands of patients per year, and it replaces the old facility on Booner Street. The new facility is nearly 3 times as large and took a community effort to get the doors open. With a federal grant, coupled with the resources of the Headwaters Fund, the Humboldt Area Foundation, and the Arcata Economic Development Corporation, patients will receive their care in a state-of-the-art facility. The clinic began serving patients in December of last year, and since then, new medical providers and staff have been added to the facility's roster. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The CHP has been focusing on distracted driving. Dan Squire has more.
Today marks the final day in April, as well as the final day of Distracted Driving Awareness Month in California. Local law enforcement teamed up with the California Highway Patrol to focus on drivers using cell phones and other electronic devices behind the wheel. Officer Chase Adams of the CHP notes that the vast majority of drivers obey the law.
But we're just trying to gauge the number, the percentage of people who still are on their phone texting or voice calls with the phone in their hand. And it's still very high, very high. A lot of times people know they do it where they do what's called the cop drop. And they see black and white coming their way, or they're catching up to us, and they do, let me call you back, drop the phone or set it down, whatever the case may be. So,
while the distracted driving laws aim for full compliance, Adams knows that there are still far too many people flouting the law.
In 100 cars that go by, if 5 people are texting or 5 people are on their cell phone, when you think of how quickly at some of these intersections, I mean, we're getting, some intersections get 25,000 cars per day. So when you think out of every 100 cars that you pass by, statistically about 5% of those people are texting or on their phone.
The current minimum ticket cost is $159, and last April, more than 57,000 drivers were ticketed alone. Statewide, more than 450,000 drivers were convicted of distracted driving.
And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.